یار ندیدی آگر باری لسه.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian and Russian military planners are feeling the pressure as the approach of winter makes fighting more complicated. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Rainy weather is already limiting the mobility of tanks and other heavy weaponry, setting back Ukraine's efforts to take back more Russian-held territory before winter hits. But think tanks say Ukrainian forces are still gaining ground in their counteroffensive launched in late August, prompting Russian President Vladimir Putin's call for mobilization, the first such call-up since World War II. The move, sparking protests across Russian cities, has triggered an exodus of men seeking refuge in Europe to avoid going to war. While Lithuania and Latvia call the exodus a security risk, officials in other EU countries urge the EU to grant refugee status to Russians fleeing mobilization. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos declared suspension of government work and classes for Monday as a Category 3 tropical storm barreled through the main island after making landfall northeast of the capital, Manila. Nearly 8,400 people were preemptively evacuated from the path of the typhoon, which slightly weakened after making landfall. Flights were canceled, ferries halted, and bus routes shut as heavy rains and strong winds toppled trees and power lines. Parts of eastern Canada were waking up to damage from powerful storm Fiona Sunday, as meteorologists said the worst weather had passed. Officials said the storm that tore into Nova Scotia and Newfoundland Saturday left immense devastation, cutting power to thousands and washing houses into the sea as it brought fierce winds and rain. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of foreign dignitaries are attending Tuesday's state funeral for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. But Abe, who was assassinated in July, leaves behind a divided legacy, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Tokyo.
To many world leaders, Shinzo Abe was a reliable friend who supported the rules-based global order. His shocking death brought an outpouring of overseas tributes. But in Japan, Abe's legacy is more complicated. To see how that's the case, look no further than the public backlash against his state funeral being held Tuesday. Polls show a large majority of Japanese oppose the event. In Tokyo's Shibuya neighborhood, those mixed feelings about Abe are on display. Mrs. Sasaki, a Tokyo resident, says she admires Abe's legacy, but says she doesn't understand why the government would spend so much money on the event. Another Tokyo resident, Mario Ito, says 70% of Japanese oppose the funeral. The fact it's being held anyway suggests the government is dysfunctional, he says. Abe was Japan's longest-serving prime minister, but by the time he left office in 2020, his popularity had plummeted. Part of the backlash has to do with Abe's ties to the controversial South Korea-based Unification Church. Abe's suspected killer said the group took excessive donations from his mother, and he accused Abe of supporting the church. It has created a tricky situation for Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, an Abe protege. His approval rating has sunk to new lows. But for the world leaders gathered in Tokyo this week, the state funeral will be an occasion to say goodbye to one of the 21st century's most influential leaders. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Tokyo.
Iran's foreign ministry says it has summoned Britain's ambassador to protest what it described as a hostile atmosphere created by London-based Farsi-language media outlets. The move, announced Sunday, comes amid violent unrest in Iran, triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody. The state-run IRNA news agency reported the ministry also summoned Norway's ambassador to Iran and strongly protested recent remarks by the president of the Norwegian parliament. French police on Sunday used tear gas and employed anti-riot tactics to prevent hundreds of people protesting in Paris from marching on Tehran's embassy, AFP reporters and eyewitnesses said. The protesters had gathered for the second day in a row to express outrage at the death of Mahsa Amini following her arrest by Iran's morality police last week and to show solidarity with the protests that have erupted in Iran. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian and Russian military planners are feeling the pressure with the approach of winter. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.